guys. So, there are many reasons that your offers may not be selling, and your consistency may be one of the issues. So, let's talk about it, right? So, for those of you who are brand new here, I am Coach Adanna Austin. I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business, right? So I like to come and share tips and tools and the hows and the whys of business that you can not make the mistakes that I make, and that you so that you can grow much faster. And today I want to talk to you specifically about your consistency and why that might be the reason you're not making sales and you're not making consistent sales every single day. So tell me in the comments if you can hear me and you can see me clearly. Let me know you can hear me and see me clearly so I know I'm not talking to myself, right? But let's talk about your consistency. So why do I want to talk about it? So a lot of times, and most days, I get messages in my DM, in my WhatsApp, in my email, from entrepreneurs like yourself asking for help, right? The number one thing they ask for help for is their marketing. And when they say marketing, they mean getting more visible, getting more clients, getting more leads, and ultimately getting more sales and getting more consistent sales every single day, and not just having a feast and famine kind of business, right? Which is what you should be aiming for, and that's fine. So one of the reasons, and it may not be the only reason, but one of the reasons and one of the things that we look at when I'm doing like that audit of your business to figure out how do I support you best is to look at your consistency. So one of the questions that I usually ask is, so who is your ideal client? Where are they? Like, where are they, both online and offline, because it's not only on social media, but where are they hanging out, both online and offline? Where are they getting the advice from? What it is keeping them up at night? What is that thing that has them, you know, with all the butterflies and is giving them all the anxieties that they actually want help with, right? And if more than likely, somebody would say, okay, on social media. So let's just say they say, I'm on Facebook. Let's just use Facebook as an example, or on Instagram as an example, right? So you're on one of the two platforms, right? However, you're not showing up often enough. When we look at your social media pages, and I'm gonna give you from a social media aspect as well as from an email aspect. When we look at your social media pages, one of the first things we recognize is that you're not showing up often enough. You're not showing up with the authority to let people know that you are the one who can actually solve their challenge, and you're not showing up often enough, right? You're showing up at least once a week. That is not enough for your audience to position you in their head as an opinion leader, as a thought leader, as a solution to their problems. Because if you're only showing up once a week, what you're telling your audience is that you're not really serious about this job, or about the offers that you're putting out. And then number two, more than likely they're not seeing you, right? Because remember, social media is so vibrant, and there are people posting every hour on the hour. So unless your audience is that type of audience that scroll, 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 where they may see you or you're running ads, the likelihood of them actually seeing what you're putting out is very, very minimal if you are not consistent. And I'm not saying that you have to post every hour on the hour, or you have to be tied to your phone or your laptop, but you have to have a system in place, a strategy in place, some kind of tactic in place where you are showing up often enough for your audience, sharing valuable information, tips, tools, resources, sharing your stories, engaging with them, often enough that when they think about whatever challenges that they're having, when they're thinking about that thing that is keeping them up late at night, they would automatically think about you because you have engaged them on this particular challenge that they are having, or you have shared a tool that you have used to overcome this particular challenge that they are having, or you have shared some value with them to help them overcome this particular challenge that they are having. You have to figure out in your own business, how can I be consistent? Right, and consistency could look like at least showing up once a day, guys. Sometimes once a day is not enough, and I know it's not a one size fits all, but definitely once a week or twice a week is not enough. And the truth is, the majority of us are on social media for the day, right? Everyone checks their social media every day, right? Whether you spend more time on one platform or the other is besides the point. Wherever your audience is, you want to make sure that they are seeing you, right? Whether, and from your analytics, you will know if your audience is really active in the morning, more lunchtime, in the nighttime. It's going to be different for everybody. However, you need to make sure that when they are active, when they decide to come online, that they are seeing your content. They are seeing your content. And I'm saying this because a lot of times your offers are not selling. You're not being booked out for speaking engagements or being asked to be on podcasts or programs or anything like that, because the people don't know you exist. Your people don't know you exist because you are not actually showing up the way that they need you to show up, right? You haven't proven to them that you are a thought leader or a person that they can turn to solve the challenge that they have. Does this make sense, guys? Send me the comments. Is this making any sense to you? And I know that 95% of new entrepreneurs specifically have this challenge of how do I stay consistent and what does consistency look like for me? You have to figure out how to be consistent. I had a conversation with a potential client just on Monday, and she said, you know, Adana, every time I come online, I see some new piece of content from you. That is very, very intentional. That is not by chance. That is very, very intentional because I want to make sure that my intended audience who want to buy from me, who want to follow me, are getting valuable information every single time they come on social media, whichever platform that I choose to be on, because I know that's where my ideal clients are. Now, the thing is, even if they do not buy from you immediately, your job as an entrepreneur who's showing up on social media is to nurture that audience. And by nurturing, I mean just consistently providing them with value. Once a week is not enough. And the other side of that is that social media should not be the only place that you are showing up, right? Because we always talk about how while social media is so valuable, right, you have less control of your social media, because if Facebook goes down, if Instagram goes down, if LinkedIn goes down, you can lose your contacts and you can have no way of communicating with your audience. So what you really want to do is to set up a funnel or a system to get people on your email list. It's not about the size of the email list, but about the quality of the email list, right? You want to get qualified leads, people who actually need and want the thing that you're putting out, right? And similarly to social media, when you're thinking about your email list, because I'm sure some of you have email lists, tell me in the comments, I'm sure some of you have email lists. You might have 50 people or 100 people or 200 people or 5,000 people. The amount doesn't matter, even if you have 5 people on your list. Similarly, you do not want to just send an email once a month or once a week, right? You want to send emails to them just as you post on social media often enough so that they recognize you as the solution. And yes, you're going to say, but Adana, people are going to get tired of me. People are going to get bored hearing from me. No, they won't. If you understand how content works, if you understand exactly what you need to be sharing, if you're sharing content, both on social media and your email, that is compelling, that is engaging, that is exciting. So that's where the other disconnect may be. Right? You have to make sure that the content that you're sharing, whether on your social media or in your email, is compelling, it's exciting, it's something that they actually want to read every single day. My coaches that I follow and who I actually buy from on a consistent basis, I mean, every month at least I buy something from one of them or I attend one of their trainings, they actually email us every single day. They email every single day without fault. Every single email that is sent is not a sales email per se, saying buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. It could be an email talking about their testimonials. It could be an email talking about if they're making a shift. It could be an email telling a story about something. It could be an email just sharing a tip or a tool. So it doesn't have to be a buy from me email, but it's definitely an email that is providing some type of value, right? An email that is going to make me think, an email that is going to make me say, oh my gosh, you know, yes, I haven't done that in a while. Or yes, let me try this new way. Or, you know, some type of email that is going to make me take action. So it doesn't have to be that hard sell email every single day, but it should be something of value. The people that I buy from, they send emails every single day. Now, I know that might be a challenge for you if you're brand new in business and you're starting up, but you want to build that momentum. You want to build that momentum in your business so you reach that stage where you can, where you have enough content, compelling, educational, exciting content so that you can post often enough and send emails often enough so that you remain top of mind to your audience. Guys, it's so very important. If today you are saying to yourself, listen, I'm not getting enough clients, enough people are not engaging with the things that I'm putting out, the content that I'm sharing, enough people are not buying from me, you need to step back and say, okay, how often am I showing up? Am I showing up often enough so that they know that I am the solution to their challenge? Or am I just barely touching the surface? Am I doing the bare minimum and expecting results, right? No, you can't do the bare minimum. Think about if somebody is dating you. You don't want them to do the bare minimum. You want them to show you who they are. You want to spend time with them. You want to engage with them. You want to go out with them. You want to have conversation with them. You understand what I mean? Think about it that way. It's the same way how you date. You don't want somebody to do the bare minimum, because if somebody is doing the bare minimum, what are you going to do? You're going to say, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in giving anybody my time or my energy if you are doing the bare minimum to get to know me. If you're doing the bare minimum to solve my challenge, right? So that is the mindset shift that has to happen when you think about consistency instead of thinking of it as fear, right? That is the mindset shift. What would you expect somebody to do if they were dating you, or if they showed some type of interest in you? You want them to do more than the bare minimum. So why are you giving your audience the bare minimum? Why are you only showing up sometimes? Why are you only engaging with them sometimes? Why are you only sharing value with them sometimes instead of sharing value with them every single day? And again, sharing value does not mean going on Canva, creating a pretty flyer, and putting up the same flyer every single day, right? Sharing value means sharing content with them that is compelling and exciting and engaging. Different types of content, whether it's a story, whether it's a video, whether it's a testimonial, whether it's a case study, whether it's just a motivational something, whether it's a picture of you, a picture of books that you read. There's so many different ways to be consistent and share that type of content, because once you do that, right, it's about building trust. People have to trust you, right? And that's how you build trust as an entrepreneur. Again, it's not about sitting in front of your computer every day, whole day. It's not about being on your phone whole day. It's about creating that system, that tactic in your business to make that happen. I don't know if you saw it yesterday. Yesterday I posted about creating a library, right? Now I always say you treat your business like a bookstore, right? Where you provide information and you give your audience a reason to go to the cash register, right? Because that's how you operate in a bookstore. You don't want to go to a bookstore and stand up and read the books, right? You go to the bookstore, you see the book, you read the covers of the books, and then you go to the cash register. That's how you treat your business. However, within your business, which is part of your business, the overall business structure, within your business, you create a library. And that library would be pictures of yourself, picture of your workspace, pictures of whatever you do, videos of yourself, videos of people, you know, talking about your business, videos of your clients. It will be, you know what I mean, stories that you've written, motivational tips that you would want to share. You create those libraries. And in creating those libraries, what will happen is that content creation will become so much easier for you. Because after a while, you can just dip into your library and pull content and repurpose that content. Because the point is not to create new content every single day, right? Because that can be tiring, right? And you have things to do. You want to focus on other things, right? But that also takes time, but that also takes consistency, right? That takes discipline and that takes consistency. So again, one of the reasons that you may not be getting the sales every single day, you may not be generating the leads every single day, you may not be attracting the people every single day, your ideal clients every single day, is because of your lack of consistency. You're not consistent. If I ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how consistent are you? The majority of people will tell me 5. That's not good enough, guys, right? You really want to be 8, 9, 10. That is where you want to be with your consistency. You have to be honest with yourself, right? If I'm not consistent, I'm not going to get these sales. If I don't show up here and talk to you all and do these videos and post DBS and send an email and do all those things that I pull from my library, then I am not going to get the sales that I want. If I don't follow people, all of that is part of my consistency strategy. If I don't do those things consistently, then I do not get the type of money that I want. I don't attract the type of clients that I want. I don't get the type of sales that I want, right? This whole journey of entrepreneurship, you know, we always say it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, it's not for the weak of heart. You're not always going to get everything that you want. Things are not always going to work out, because I mean, that's life, right? Life is like that. You don't always get everything that you want, but you have to have the determination and the understanding that, listen, this fell apart today, that's okay, I'm still going to be consistent, right? I'm still going to show up. I'm still going to answer the sale. I'm still going to nurture my audience by providing them with valuable information and engaging with them so that they continue to trust me. Even though I'm going through this really hard thing right now, right? My world does not come to a halt, right? Everything doesn't come crashing down because one thing didn't work out the way that I wanted it to work out. Right, because if that is what is happening, then you are going to struggle even more as your business grows, because you're going to experience so much more of that as the business grows. Yeah, so guys, so my message to you today is to really focus on your consistency. If this is something that you struggle with, you know what to do. Jump into my DMs. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what that strategy can look like for you. Let's look at your library, see what you have in your library. If you have not showed up to your audience today, now is a good time for you to go and post something on social media that is valuable. If you haven't sent out an email in forever, now is a good time. Go and send out an email to your audience, touch base with them, repurpose something, share a blog, share a video, share something. But you want to stay in contact with them. And guys, think about how the big corporations do it, because this requires no money, right? Think about the big corporations. Once you buy from them, once you buy from a Fashion Nova or Shein or, you know, any one of those places, what happens at Amazon or IKEA? They email you over and over and over. They don't just email you and say thank you for the sale. No, they email you and say we're having this on Saturday, we're having this on Monday, let's celebrate Mother's Day, let's celebrate Father's Day, let's celebrate Independence. Da, 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 da. They're always emailing you. I ordered from Uber Eats weeks ago. It was the first time I ordered from Uber Eats. And every single day since then, I am getting a text from Uber Eats. Every single, and every time I see a text from them, I get hungry, right? Right? But that is the point. They want you to, they want to remain top of mind so that they're doing what they know they need to do to remain top of mind. They're consistently in your face. That does not require any thousands of dollars to do. That requires determination and consistency, right? Mindset in order to get that done. That is all that that requires. You have to make up your mind that this is what I am going to do. It does not require thousands and thousands of dollars. And as I said, even if you start off with once a week, then go to three times a week, and then go to four times a week, just do it gradually, but do it. That's the key thing. Do it. Don't just sit on and talk about, you know, I need to do this. Do it. Figure it out. You're going to make mistakes along the way, but that's how we all learn. Nobody decided to be a coach and be perfect, or be a social media manager or email marketing manager or a photographer or whatever, an accountant, and never made a mistake. We all made mistakes along the way, and you have to be willing to make mistakes so that you can learn on this journey. Yeah, so guys, you know what you need to go and do. Jump into my DMs if you have any questions. As usual, jump into my DMs, let me answer any questions that you have, or leave your comments underneath the video and I will answer them for you. Yeah, so guys, thanks for being here, and share the videos with anybody else that you know needs to hear this message today, and let's change up our consistency. Today is the beginning of a brand new day in your business, right? Let's change up our consistency so we get it right. Yeah, you all be safe, follow the rules, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.